Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我开始来证道。
This is the third night I continually share with you about the precious gospel of our salvation.
这是第三个晚上，我利用这个宝贵的时间来跟家分享这个得救的福音。
Every morning, we wake up and get up, and then we go to see mirror, look at ourselves.
每天早晨，我们从船上起床，我们下床之后，我们就是先照着镜子。
Then sometimes I look at myself. I'm not complaining to God.
有时候我照着镜子，我并不是向神来抱怨。
But then I have some better wish that maybe different way figure that may be better.
但是我想，若是我长得更加英俊潇洒一点，不是更好吗
？When I look at my face, it's too big.
我看我的脸太宽大了一点。
I have a big head, so every time I have to looking for is a big size of a head anyway.
每次我看到镜子，我的头都是大大的。
And also, so since it's a size is big, also it takes longer time to shave.
那么既然这个头大所以花了长时间梳头。
Also, look at my eyes. How comes God created a little bigger than my this size?
我看到我的眼睛为什么这个我的这个头跟眼睛不成比例呢
？Sometimes I look at the mirror. I try do my best open my eyes, but I cannot see whole inside of the black hole things anyway.
所以我想把眼睛睁大一点看看会不会比较比较这个比例上比较相称。
Seems It's not complain, but I have some wish, you know, to better than this.
我想我并不是向神抱怨但是我总有一个希望让我能够长得更加的这个均匀，更加的这个潇洒。
But then I have noticed that after 30 years old, then I have noticed that body also the strength also slowly deteriorate. I can tell.
那么在经过这个这个长年累月三十年的功夫之后我也发现慢慢我的体力比较差一点了。
Before, it was no problem to overnight, you know, just even during the college study together with the friends and through the whole night, but next day we take the test, it's okay.
以前我在大学时代的时候整个晚上熬夜跟这个同学们准备功课那么隔天就可以顺利的考过试。身体觉得没有问题。
After 30s, I have feel that body is getting health condition. I don't know the condition, but the whole strength is getting weaker.
但是我经过这个三十大岁的关头之后我就觉得我的体力越来越不像以前了。
And also when I look at the mirror, I can see there's more white hair come out.
那我照了镜子之后，这头发既然这很不争气的，这白头发就一根一根跑出来了。
Of course, many of you are more white hair than me. I know that.
当然我知道你们有些人的白头发比我更多根。
But now my situation is I cannot pick all this white hair anyway because it's too many already. I feel.
所以呢，事实上白头发不能够一根根拔起来，因为实在是太多了。
Life, you know, life once we know because during the young age, it passing by very fast.
我们的生命也是这样。当我们回顾过去，我们的晚年，好像童年的时代过得很快就消失了。
Maybe during the 20s and 30s, we're trying to do our best to make up ourselves, to put something best clothes, so we're just showing, you know, nicely, neatly.
或者是二十岁，或者是三十岁的时候，我们要注重穿着，打扮自己，让自己显得非常英俊潇洒。
But this year I become 41.
今年我变成41岁了。
I have not much of desire about my clothes.
那么我对于这个穿着方面不再有更多的兴趣。
I just put these pants for last 7-8 years.
我穿了这条长裤已经穿了这个七八年的时间了。
This one I just bought at Kmart, I think. Just wear it and I don't care if it's squeezed or not. It's not big deal.
那么就是穿上这个衣着也是在这 Kmart 买的我也不管它是不是名牌或者是可以穿就够了。
White shirts never ironed. Just put it on. Once you put this one, then nobody can see anyway.
啊，那么我的内衬衣啊，我从来不给他这个用烫斗烫过啊，因为把这个外套一穿啊，这个里面的内衣人家也看不到。
So this tie somebody gave it to me, and I just bring whatever I like to go. Just bring one tie.
啊，那我这个领带呢是人家送给我的，那我到哪里总是同样一条领带。
I have noticed that nobody complained anyway.
啊，但是到目前为止没有人跟我抱怨过。
So life is, you know, once we get aged and we're getting old.
啊，所以呢，岁月也是这样子，慢慢我们的增长啊，我们就慢慢就是衰老了。
It's not a big deal what our looks, you know, looks like.
啊，所以当这个时候呢，啊，这外表怎么样子看啊，并不是好像很重要的事。
Why? Because I believe in God.
啊，为什么？因为我内心相信神。
Because God promised us have eternal life after our death.
啊，因为至终神他应许我得到将来的永生。
So life every day by day, even getting old, we're getting close to our last day of our life, but it doesn't feel it threatening me or it doesn't give any fear in myself.
啊，所以呢，这个外体虽然慢慢的朽坏啊，但是呢，慢慢我也接近要见神的日子啊，所以呢，啊，这啊不足以让我觉得太多挂虑。
Actually, life is quite content.
啊，事实上，我的生活啊倒是相当得到满足的。
On the last day, God will let me. God bring my life back and resurrect from the dead.
啊，因为我知道，将来末后的日子啊，就是我死了。啊，神也是让我的身体从死里头复活，改变形象。
This perishable body turned to the imperishable one.
啊，那么那个时候的，这个可以朽坏的外体啊，要转变啊，成为不朽坏的灵体。
And this body to be glorious form.
啊，那么这个身体就变成一个荣耀的身体。
That's why day by day our hope is getting more clear and more stronger.
啊，所以每天一天一天过日子啊，但是我们里面的盼望就越来越的真实的感觉。
So the life is meaningful.
啊，所以我们的生活啊，倒是充满了意义。
Let's look at the Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我们看哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
哥林多后书第四章的第十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
四章十六节，新约两百五十一页。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Here they mentioned, the Apostle Paul mentioned that our outer man is decaying.
啊，在这里，保罗他提醒我们说，啊，这个外体是每天毁坏。
We cannot help ourselves. We're getting old, and end up that we lose our strength, and end up we lose our last breath, and then give up our life.
啊，我们外体慢慢的毁坏，啊，到有一天啊，我们会衰落，而且我们会啊，这个吸的最后一口气，啊，这是我们没有办法控制住的事。
Yet.Our inner man is being renewed day by day.
啊，但是内心却是一天新是一天。
That's why I have a hope.
啊，因此我内心有盼望。
That's why we Christians have a hope.
啊，因此我们基督徒有盼望。
If you're seeking for truth today, you come to join our service tonight.
啊，若是你在寻找真理，你参加我们今天晚上的布道会。
I sincerely ask you that do you have this hope with you?
啊，所以我要很诚恳的问你啊，你的内心是不是有这一份的盼望
？You have assured that you have a confidence that what you believe that you what you're doing now is have a confidence to make your life even and after your death have another life for you believe in your confidence in you or not?
啊，就是说你是不是啊真正有这个得救的确据、盼望跟把握？啊，就是你这一啊的身体啊过世之后，你将来还有这个来生的希望。
If you have only hope for this life in this world,
啊，若是只有你在今生有指望的话
，it's not truly the valuable.
啊，这不是啊特别有价值的事。
Because one day we have to die.
啊，因为终有一天我们要面临死亡。
No matter what we achieve in this world, we cannot enjoy anyway because we have to die one day.
啊。不管是我们在世上有任何的成就啊，我们啊，这个啊，就是说生不带来，死不带去啊。 将来没有带去的希望。
Death is not according to the our order of our ages.
啊，因为死亡临到一个人啊，并不是照人的年数多少。
Sometimes because our church member passed away, then we visit cemetery sometimes.
啊，有时候啊，因为信徒过世了。那我们到这个魂地的地方去。
Sometimes we look at those people, how many years they live in this world and died.
我们看着墓碑这个写着某某人这个什么时候过世。
Some even 4 years died.
有四岁就过世的。
Some 25, 35, 45.
有些25岁、35岁、45岁。
Of course, some people live longer, like 80, 90 years old.
当然有些人活到80-90岁。
But there's no order.
但是呢，就是好像没有这个时间长短的秩序。
Because I'm strong today, because I'm healthy man, doesn't mean that it guarantee about tomorrow.
今天我强壮，我健康，但并不保证明天我的将来如何。
Because when we drive our car on the freeway, nobody can guarantee anything happen any moment.
就是我们开车在这个高速公路上没有人能够保证下一刻会发生什么事。
Maybe you are a good driver.
或许你是一个好的驾驶。
So with the confidence you drive your car on the freeway.
所以你蛮有信心的开车在高速公路上。
Maybe your car is a Volvo, so very secure, very you know have a safety you know all the device in the car.
或许你开的是 Volvo 的车所以呢有非常这个坚固的安全保障。
But once a trailer hits you, then Volvo doesn't matter.
但是都是有一个这个货车撞你的话，那不管你是开怎么样的坚固的车。
Because you know that anything happen in this world, anytime, any moment.
因为在这个世界上在任何时刻、任何情况，事情会发生。
It's not depends on how good you are, but all it just happen, it happened and happens.
不管是说你多好发生的事情突然就发生了。
Then do you have a guarantee about tomorrow?
但是你是不是对明天有保障呢？
But God give us this guarantee.
但是神给我们这样的保障。
But God promise us.
因为神他应许我们。
And let's look at John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音的第17章。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
约翰福音十七章的第三节。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
And this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You mentioned that this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ.
所认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
I can ask you, do you know the Jesus Christ?
所以今天让我来问你，你到底认不认识耶稣？
If Jesus came to this world, he gave us a very simple request. The one request is just believe in me.
主耶稣基督到世上来他给我们一个非常简单的问题到底我们相不相信他？
Then you will shift your life from the death.To the eternal life.
因为相信耶稣基督你从这个永死来进入这个永生。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 5.
我们看约翰福音的第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 24.
约翰福音第五章的24节。
John, chapter 5, verse 24.
约翰福音第五章24节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Here Jesus talking about, truly, truly, I say to you, the believe him who sent me has eternal life.
主耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话，又信差我来者的。就有永生。
And also, the Jesus continually mentioned that does not come into judgment.
而且主耶稣说不至于定罪。
So that means if we do not believe in God, then there is no eternal life. At the same time, have come into judgment.
那么换句话说若是我们不信耶稣基督的话，那就没有永生，那就至于被定罪了。
If we believe in God, then but has passed out the death.Into life, also Jesus talking about that.
主耶稣也同时说，若是我们相信他的话，那我们也已经是出死入生了。
That's why the Christian have a good and living hope.
因此一个基督徒有一个真正存活的盼望。
Because we already know that we pass out to death into life.
因为我们非常切实的知道，我们已经出了死亡，进入了永生。
I sincerely encourage all the true seekers and the friends today. You come share your time to come to this evangelical service.
今天晚上我们非常感谢。有这个慕道朋友，你花了宝贵的时间来参加今晚的布道会。
Now think about your life.
你想一想自己的生命。
If you think you have no guarantee about the tomorrow,
你想一想，若是我对明天没有保证
，then we have to think about our life seriously.
因此我们要认真的来思考人生。
We do not know about minute after what happened to us. Then somebody knows that is God Himself.
若既然我们对将来发生任何事情没有保障，我们知道只有神才能够掌握一切。
Bible describes His Almighty God.
因为圣经记载这位神他是这个全能的神。
We believe in Him.
我们要相信他。
And also the Bible here that we read in the John chapter 5 mentioned that He moved into, we pass out to into the death.To the life.
而且在刚才所读的这个约翰福音第五章说信耶稣基督来的就已经是出了死亡进入的永生了。
And also Bible telling us when Jesus talking about us, we have to be baptized, we believe in Him and to baptize and then to have eternal life.
主耶稣在圣经里头也非常清楚地告诉我们，那些相信他的要信而受洗才能够得到永生。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们看马可福音的第十六章。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16.
马可福音第十六章的第十五节跟第十六节。
Mark 16, verse 15 and 16.
马可福音第十六章的第十五节跟第十六节。
And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creations. 16.
16节
He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. You know, Jesus came to this world to bring out the wonderful gospel. This is the gospel of salvation.
主耶稣到世上来给我们带来这个美好的福音。
Indeed, it's wonderful. It is a good thing.
的确这是一个美好的得救的福音。
But if we do not believe in this salvation,
但是若是我们不接受这个救恩的话
then this salvation is no relations with us.
那么这个得救的救恩就跟我们没有关系了。
We also go our own judgments.
那最后我们就是要面临神的审判。
In verse 16, he mentioned that he who has believed and has been baptized. So,He says, has believed and has been baptized, which is equally important. This is equally the same thing.
16节说信而受洗不仅是信而且要受洗两者同样的 关系重要。
If we say we believe in God, but we do not be baptized, then actually we do not believe in God.
若是我们说我们信神但是不愿意受洗那就等于就是你不信神。
We know the end is a connection between here said he who has believed and has been baptized because it's equally the same one, equal sense.
所以信跟受洗是同样的一件事情一定要同时做的。
But nowadays many churches they claim that you accept Jesus as your savior, then you're saved.
今天很多的教会他们宣称说因为你已经接受耶稣基督了那所以你已经得救了。
But this is halfway of salvation.
但是这样的看法只不过是走到半途当中的救恩。
We have to continue go on to process of salvation completed so that we can enter the eternal life.
这个得救的道路我们必须从前走到后完成的整个过程才能够进入永生。
So we believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized and then verse 16 Jesus mentioned that shall be saved.
所以我们信耶稣的我们要信而且受洗既然就是必然得救。
And 16 last portion said, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned.
那么后半段说不信的必被定罪。
So,Simply, we do not believe in God, then naturally it comes upon the condemnation.
当然，若是我们信而不相信，那结果呢，我们就被定罪了。
Let us believe in God.
让我们来相信神。
Let us baptize. Let us be baptized in the name of Jesus, wash away our sins.
让我们接受
salvation.
耶稣基督的名受洗耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
And the Bible, because when Jesus comes to this world, Jesus himself baptized.
啊，就是主耶稣在世上的时候，他也接受洗礼。
Jesus is Son of God.
啊，主耶稣他是神的儿子。
He doesn't have a sin.
他没有罪。
And Bible clearly talking about he doesn't have a sin.
啊，圣经告诉我们他原是无罪的。
Because he doesn't came from the man way of to come to this world.
啊，因为主耶稣他并不是照着人意啊，或者是情意而生的。
By the Spirit of God, he came through the Virgin of Mary. He came to this world.
啊，乃是借着圣灵投胎啊，在童女玛利亚的身上，因此啊，主耶稣生到这世上来。
And so it completely different.
啊，所以跟人是完全不同的。
We have to be baptized because he showed us, he fulfilled the righteousness. He first baptized, show us his example.
啊，主耶稣他原来是无罪的啊，但是呢，他说你当承前各样的义啊，所以他给我们做一个榜样啊，他也接受洗礼，因此我们要像主耶稣一样，一定要受洗。
Let's look at the Matthew chapter 3.
我们看马太福音的第三章。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 13.
马太福音第三章的第十三节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse from verse 13.
马太福音第三章第十三节读起。
13 to 16.
到十六节。
Then Jesus arrived from the Galilee at the Jordan and coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he permitted him. Verse 16.
16节.
And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heaven were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, as a coming upon him. Verse 17.
17节.
And behold, a voice out of the heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus came to Jordan River. He walked into the Jordan River to come to John the Baptist.
啊，所以主耶稣他到这约旦河的时候，啊，他自己下到约旦河的水当中，啊，要求施洗约翰给他施洗。
Those baptized by the John the Baptist because they repent for their sins.
啊，当时候他们接受施洗约翰的洗礼，啊，是悔改的洗礼。
But Jesus have no sin.
啊，但是主耶稣他没有罪，不需要悔改。
And John knows that because this man is not like other people, so he's supposed to be baptized by him.
啊，施洗约翰也知道这么一回事。啊，他说我导师应该接受你的洗礼才对。
But verse 15 here, Jesus and answering saying to him says Peter, the permitted at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
啊，但是主耶稣回答啊，这个施洗约翰说你暂且洗我。因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
He himself, as example, show us that this is important sacraments.
啊，所以主耶稣在这里啊，他给我们设立一个榜样啊，他也是一样的接受了洗礼。
And we already read the Mark chapter 16 verse 16.
啊，我们刚才读过马可福音的第十六章十六节。
And he who have believed and to be baptized and shall be saved.
啊，就是、
he mentioned it.
啊，主耶稣提到说，信而受洗的必然得救。
And importance of baptism.
啊，所以提到这个洗礼是何等的重要。
And also Matthew chapter 28.
啊，同时在马太福音的第二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
啊，二十八章的第十九节。
This is a command to his disciples.
啊，这是主耶稣他吩咐门徒当做的事。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
啊，这个马太福音的第二十八章的啊十九节。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Here, the God commanded his disciples, say, "Go and make disciples all the nations and baptize them."
啊，在这里就主耶稣他吩咐门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。”
If baptism is not important,
啊，若是洗礼不重要的话，
Jesus just can preach. Jesus asked them to preaching the gospel.
啊，主耶稣只需要呼噜门徒说：“你们去传福音给万民听。”
Let all the people in the nation let them believe in me.
啊，让这个啊这个地上万国的民来相信我。
But Bible doesn't say that.
啊，但是圣经不是只有这样说。
But The Jesus clearly mentioned that let them to be baptized.
啊，主耶稣在这清楚的啊，这个啊，来吩咐说，让他们要受洗。
So all the disciples understood this truth and this salvation.
啊，所以所有的门徒他们知道这个真理啊，这是有关得救的事。
So when they start to preach the gospel, they preach this important salvation, a core of salvation. Let the people to be baptized.
啊，所以当主耶稣门徒在传福音的时候啊，他们传扬啊这个得救的真道啊，就是让那些信的人要受洗。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
我们看这个《使徒行传》的第二章四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章的第四十二节。
Acts chapter 2, verse from 38.
啊，我们从三十八节读起。
Acts chapter 2, from verse 38.
啊，使徒行传二章三十八节读起。
And Peter said to them, "Repent and let each of you to be, let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39.
39节。
For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. And with the many other words, he solemnly testified and kept exalting them, saying, that, be saved from this perverse generation. 41.
41节。
So then those who have received his word were baptized.And there were added that the day was 3,000 souls. He mentioned that the day, those people around the disciples, and Paul stood up, preached the gospel. And verse 38 said, where he mentioned that repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
啊，就是在这个五旬节的这一天，啊，当很多众人聚集，啊，他们听主耶稣的门徒啊，在这边做见证。
Now he clearly mentioned the baptism is purpose of the baptism here, and for the forgiveness of your sins.
啊，彼得在这里讲得很清楚啊，说你们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦免。
We have to understand that at the beginning when God created us, He created us sinless, His image into our minds, so we have no sin at the beginning.
啊，当起初神造的形象啊来造人的时候啊，人还没有罪。
God even provided us this wonderful Garden of Eden.
啊，这个神啊特别为我们的始祖啊安排好啊这美好的伊甸园。
But the man tempted by the Satan eventually commits sin.
啊，但是我们始祖啊，他们受到这个撒旦啊的诱惑啊，以至于他们犯罪得罪神了。
And sin came into the world. He cannot. So God let them casting out of the Garden of Eden.
啊，因此罪就进入这个世界啊，神啊就使这个亚当夏娃啊这个赶出这个伊甸园之外。
And from then on, the sin prevailed the whole world.
那么后来这个罪啊就普遍到这个全世界。
And people have no hope from then on.
那么因此这世人就没有这个得救的盼望。
And that's why that Jesus came to this world to die for us.
啊，因此主耶稣要到世上来为你跟我的罪来啊这个担当罪孽。
And he shed blood for us.
啊，主耶稣也因此为我们流出宝血。
And those who believe in him to let them to be baptized so that this blood apply to their life to wash away their sins.
啊，那些信而受洗的啊，就是耶稣的宝血啊，能够洗净他们的罪。
So Peter understood this truth. So let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.For the forgiveness of your sins.
啊，彼得他了解这个真理啊，所以各讲说你们个人要悔改啊，奉耶稣基督的名受洗啊，叫你们的罪得赦。
Because when we believe in God, these are four most important issues.
啊，在我们信仰的过程当中啊，这是最重要的啊一个问题。
How we can draw near to God? How we can come to the Lord? How can restore our sonship back when we wash away our sins?
啊，让我们怎样子回到神的面前？啊，怎样子再重新的拾回啊，失去的做儿子的名分啊，就是要借着这个洗礼。
So the only through the baptism it is possible.
啊，只有借着这个洗礼，这些啊才能够成为可能。
There's many instances. Book of Acts. Look at the chapter 10.
啊，有一件事情啊，我们看一下这个《使徒行传》的第十章。
One of the instances. Book of Acts chapter 10.About the Cornelius.
啊，这个第十章就是提到这哥尼流啊的事情。
Cornelius is a very sincere man.
啊，哥尼流他是一个义人。
He is a centurion, so he feared God even from the beginning.
啊，他是在这意大利营的百夫长， 那么他是一个虔诚人啊，他们全家都敬畏神。
So God guided him to let him meet the Peter.
啊，所以因此啊，这个借着神的带领啊，就引导彼得到他家来。
So because centurion is a Gentile.
啊，这个啊，哥尼流他是个百夫长，他是个外邦人。
But God awakening the Peter's, so let him go to meet the.Meet Cornelius.
啊，但是神借着异象就带领彼得啊来见哥尼流。
Since God sent him, so he have no any excuses. He went there, meet Cornelius. He start to preach the gospel.
啊，所以当彼得啊这个见了异象啊被带领到哥尼流一家的时候啊，他就来向哥尼流一家啊来讲这个天国的福音。
This is during the time that Peter preaching the gospel to the Cornelius in his household.
那么这个时候彼得啊就到哥尼流一家。啊，向他们全家来传福音。
From chapter 10, from verse 44.
啊，这个第十章的四十四节开始。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening to the message, and all the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been.Put out upon the Gentile also, 46.
46节
For they were hearing them speaking with the tongues and exalting God. Then Peter answered, Surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did, can he? And verse 48.
48节
And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and asked him to stay.On for a few days. And here, when he preaching the gospel, these people received the Holy Spirit just like the same as like they received.
啊，当彼得他开口说话的时候，啊，圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。
This is the first instance that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, came down to the Gentile.
啊，这是第一次啊，神的灵。啊、降到那些听到的人外邦人身上。
Until this time, the all the disciples they hesitated preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
啊，因为在这个事情之前啊，主的门徒啊，他们会让踌躇不前，不愿意向外邦人传福音。
Because it's the beginning of the stage, so even though they supposed preaching the gospel to the Gentile, but they because they understand their own way, cultures, backgrounds.They hesitate themselves.
啊，在原来传福音的时候，啊，因为这个风俗习惯的不同，啊，所以主耶稣的门徒，啊，他们啊还没有开始来向外邦人传福音。
But he is showing that because it's the will of God, God sent the Holy Spirit them first.
啊，但是这是出于神的旨意，啊，所以啊，在彼得啊开口传福音的时候，圣灵就降到那些听到的外邦人。
Now Apostle Peter, he has a confidence because they received the Holy Spirit same as us. So he claim to let them to be baptized by the water.
那么彼得啊，跟同信的啊同晚的信徒啊，看见圣灵也降到这些听到外邦人身上啊，因此啊，他们就要用水给他们施洗。
Verse 40 is he ordered them.To be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
四十八节接着说，就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
Because all the we look at the other instance anyway, there is some more. But we have noticed that when all the disciples preach the gospel, because baptism is very important for their salvation.
在别的地方还有记载一些别的这个细节的部分啊，但是我们确实知道啊，最重要的就是要。用水给他们施洗啊，洗净他们的罪。
Since Cornelius household received Holy Spirit, they have to be baptized. So he there now he more have a confidence. So order them to be baptized.
啊，既然这个啊，这个哥尼流跟一家人他们先得到圣灵的洗啊，所以门徒啊，他们更加确定啊，这是圣灵出于神的旨意。啊，所以那些就是受了圣灵的外邦人，他们要接受耶稣宝血的洗礼。
To be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ is the will of God.
啊，所以要接受耶稣基督宝血的洗礼啊，这是出于神的旨意。
Let's look at another verse in the Acts chapter 16.
啊，我们再看这个使徒行传的第十六章。
Acts chapter 16 from verse 30.
啊，十六章的第三十节。
Acts chapter 16 verse from 30.
啊，使徒行传第十六章的第三十节。
At this time, the Paul and Sila, they were captured and they're now in the prison. So prison, they are guarded by the prison guard.
啊，这个时候保罗、希拉他们因传福音被抓，关在监狱里头。
Because of the earthquake, that the prison gate door was opened.
那么因为忽然间地震啊，所以监狱的门啊都被打开了。
He's alone. There's more prisoners. It is impossible he can control. So he's trying to commit suicide.
啊，那么这个监狱的狱卒啊，他看见很多啊，这门开了啊，以为这个啊囚犯都逃跑了，所以他就拔刀要自杀。
Because it's his responsibility keep them in the prison.
啊，这个狱卒啊，这是他的这个责任啊，他必须要看守所有这个被关的这个监狱的人。
But verse 28 stop him to commit suicide.
啊，所以二十八节这里他说他就拔刀要自杀。
Now verse 29.
二十九节。
Now he came to Paul and Silas.
啊，这个时候呢，禁足啊，他到这个保罗西拉的面前来。
And he called for light and rushed and trembling with the fear, and he fell down before Paul and Silas. Now he came to the Paul in verse 30.
啊，那三十节。
And after he brought them out, he said, "So what must I do to be saved?" Here the jail guard asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?"
啊，这个时候当禁足他战战兢兢的匍匐在这个保罗西拉面前的时候，就问说：“两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”
We can assume that based on this question, "What must I do to be saved?" He already heard about this gospel before.
啊，当他提到说我当怎样行才可以得救啊，证实他曾经听过这个福音。
Until this moment, he cannot put it into the actions. He hesitated.
啊，只是到现在为止啊，他还是踌躇啊，他没有接受啊，用行动来接受这个福音。
But he knows that this is a preacher's, so he right away he asked, "So, what must I do to be saved?"
啊，但是他知道保罗西拉是传福音的人啊，所以他就匍匐在他们面前说：“两位先生，我当怎样的心才可以得救？”
If we do not believe in God, but we heard about Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the Savior, and He gave us salvation, then we ask the same questions.
啊，今天也是一样，我们听到这个福音啊，我们就知道啊，我们也要问同样的问题：我当怎样的心才可以得救呢
？And verse 31.
啊，三十一节。
And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved, you and your household." Here the Paul and the Silas and talk to him.Said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus."
啊，三十一节啊，当说当信主耶稣
，and you shall be saved.
你和你一家就必得救。
Not only you, but your household.
啊，不仅是你，而且你的一家人也是一样得救。
Many churches stop on here.
啊，很多教会就停到这里为止。
Because do not understand the meaning of believe in Him.
啊，但是因为他们不相信说，说他们不知道到底是信耶稣是什么意思。
Verse 32，
三十二节。
And they spoke the word of the Lord to him together with all who were in his house. Verse 33，
三十三节。
And he took them that very hour of the night and washed their wounds, and immediately he was baptized, he and all his household. This is important words in the verse 33。
啊，三十三节记载很重要的事。
This is a night.
啊，因为这是一个晚上的时候。
If the baptism is not that such a serious matter, they do not have to let them to be baptized at night.
啊，因为都是洗礼，并不是这样子啊，这关乎紧要的事的话，那么不需要在当天晚上的时候就给他们受施洗了。
Since you believe in God, you accept Jesus as your Savior, and thank God you're saved.
啊。因为很多的教会讲说，你既然是啊，这相信耶稣，你接受耶稣，因此你就得救了。
But then Paul and Silas doesn't do that.
但是保罗跟西拉并不是只有这样做。
Here they mentioned immediately.
啊，在这里说他们这个立时就受了洗。
The word is you can say immediately he was baptized and he and all the household.
啊，这个禁足跟他全家人啊，及时就受了洗礼。
Baptism is.Directly relate with our salvation.
啊，所以这个受洗啊，跟我们得救是确实啊有关系的。
If you want to have an eternal life, eternal hope, then you have to be baptized.
啊，你都是要有一个将来永生跟永远的盼望，你一定要受洗。
Because once we casting out of the Garden of Eden, the sin control our life.
啊，因为当时始祖亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园之外，啊，这个罪就进入这个世界。
As a sinner, we cannot go back to the Garden of Eden.
啊，我们是一个有罪的人，我们不能再回到原来的这个伊甸园。
We have to wash away our sins.
啊，我们必须要让我们罪得到赦免。
Bible describes us that the sin came by one man, sin came into this world.
圣经讲说这个罪这因为一个人的缘故进入这个世界。
And consequence of sin is death.
那么这个罪的代价乃是死。
Let's look at the book of Romans chapter 5.
我们看罗马书的第五章。
Book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
From verse 12.
第十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章第十二节。
Therefore, just as the one man's sin entered into the world, the death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. You mentioned that one man's sin entered into the world, talking about the Adam and Eve, they commit sins, so the sin came into the world.
在这里说罪从一人进入这个世界因为亚当夏娃他们犯罪因此罪就进入的这个世界了。
Death followed the consequence of our sins.
然后呢这个罪的来了以后就有这个它的结果。
So the death spread to all men.
因为这个罪就临到众人身上。
Because all sins.
因此我们都犯了罪了。
Why you and I, we have to die on one day?
为什么你跟我终有一天要过世？
You think about it, because if you live in this world about 60, 70 years,If we have a long life, 80, 90 years, then we have to die.
因为想想人生若是能够活到七八十岁，但是人人总有一死。
But we know the inner our desire, inner our hearts, that we want to have an everlasting life.
但是我们心里头，我们总是有一个盼望就是要得到永生。
But because of sin, we have to face the death.
那么因为这个罪的缘故我们人人总有一死。
And let's look at the Romans chapter 6.Verse 23.
我们看罗马书的六章的二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
For the wage of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For the wage of sin is death.
说罪的工价乃是死。
We can say the two kinds of sin I'm talking about. One is the original sin. It can be conveyed from our ancestor Adam and Eve.
我们刚才提到罪有两种，一个就是原罪就是由我们始祖亚当夏娃传下来的。
So nobody escaped out of this death.
那么因为这样子，没有一个人能够逃过这个罪。
Another sin is you and I we commit sin every day basis.
另外一个罪就是你跟我在每天的时候常常会有犯罪。
Sometimes we jealous other people.
有时候我们对别人嫉妒。
Sometimes we hate other people.
有时候我们恨别人。
Sometimes, you know, sometimes anger, you know, to even trying to hit other people too.
有时候我们心里头动怒我们真的是想去这个揍人。
And sometimes we see supposed not to see it.
有时候这个我们不该看的，我们倒是看了。
You know, all different kinds of sins, and also we ask our own conscience, ask our own self.Do you think our conscience is always a clean heart, just like crystal clear?
所以都是我们摸摸自己的良心到底我们的良心都是像这个水晶一样的这样的洁净吗？
This is a sin that we just bring our life to down to the earth and lower.
但事实上就是这个罪把我们带到这个世界上的这个地方来。
Eventually, this one lead into the death.And eventually lead us to Hades and into the hell.
所以这个罪最后就带领我们进入死亡带领我们进入阴间带领我们进入这永火。
First night we talk about the parable of Jesus Christ, the rich man and Lazarus.
所以在布道会第一个晚上，我们提到这个财主跟这个乞丐拉撒勒的故事。
This is our destiny. If we do not believe in God.We go to the Hades and eventually to the hell.
这是人类的结局若是我们不信神的话到那一天我们要像财主一样要进入阴间受苦。
But if we believe in God,
但是我们都是信主的话
and to be baptized, each one of us to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, wash away our sins.
而且我们每一个人都奉耶稣的名受洗洗净我们的罪。
On the last day, we will resurrect, just like Jesus Christ resurrected from the death.
到那一天我们会从死里头复活像主耶稣从死里头复活一样。
Corruptible body form turned to be incorruptible ones.
这个必洗坏的肉体要转换成为不洗坏的灵体。
Maybe you have a lot of wish about yourself, but on the last day, when you resurrect from the death, we also come resurrect we have a form, it's a glorious form.
或许你今天你总是有个盼望但是到那一天当我们从这个死里头复活过来的时候，这个必朽坏的身体要转变成永不朽坏的灵体。
I'm sure because no more wrinkles.
我想那个时候一定没有再有皱纹。
I'm sure because we don't need glasses.
我想那时候绝对不需要戴眼镜。
Well, I'm sure because we don't need dentures. Any things that bothers in us is we don't need that.
我也确信当时候我们不需要戴这个假牙的事了。
Because this form is a glorious form. This form is a spiritual form.
因为那个转变的灵体是一个荣耀的身体。
This is the promise of Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣对我们的应许。
Don't you want to come to join us to be have this hope for eternal life on the last day? We resurrect from the death also.
难道朋友们，你不愿意来跟我们一样来信耶稣到那一天的时候，我们从死里的复活，我们这必朽坏的肉体要转换为荣耀的灵体，像耶稣一样。
Only it is possible through the baptism.
但是只有借着耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Because Jesus means I'm the way.
主耶稣他提到说，我就是道路。
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
I am the life.
我就是生命。
But the one who say this, claim this, will proclaim this one, also talk to us as a believe in him to be baptized and to shall be saved.
主耶稣他讲说，我是道路、真理、生命。同样的，主耶稣说，信我的人，而且受洗的。就不至于死亡，反得到永生。
Let's look at the Bible verse in the Romans chapter 6, how the apostle Paul described this as a baptism.
我们来根据这个使徒这个保罗马书的第六章来看看到底这个道理是这样子说的。
Romans chapter 6 from verse 1.
我们从罗马书的第六章第一节读起。
What shall we say then? We are continued in sin that grace might increase. May it never be. How shall we who die to sin still live in it? Verse 3.
第三节。
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore,
第四节。
We have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the death,through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Verse 5.
第五节。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, continually we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrections. Verse 6.
第六节。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with,that we shall no longer be slave to sin. Verse 7.
第七节。
For he who has died is freed from sins. Verse 8.
第八节。
Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Verse 9.
第九节。
Knowing that Christ have been raised from the death is never to die again. Death no longer is a master over him. And we just the same thing like Jesus Christ.We baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, wash our sins, and when we come out of the water, become a new person, come out, our old sinful nature died, and have with a new hope for eternal life of last day of resurrection from the death.
所以我们就是要受洗归入耶稣基督的人我们借着洗礼就能够归入死，跟主一同埋葬那么叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像父的荣耀从死里的复活一样。
I sincerely invite you that you come to the Lord and believe in God and to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and have this wonderful hope for eternal life.
所以慕道朋友，今天晚上我诚恳地邀请你们我们要在这里要信主，而且要奉主耶稣的名受洗要借着这个洗礼能够归入耶稣的死跟主一同埋葬，也一同复活。
Once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, then we restore our sonship, we change our status.
若是我们这个接受耶稣的宝血洗礼之后，我们再回复到原来这个做儿子的身份。就改变了我们的地位了。
Yesterday we talk about the parable of the prodigal son.
昨天晚上我们提到这浪子的比喻。
When he walked away from the father, he lost his identity.
当这个浪子他离开父家的时候，他已经失去了他儿子的身份。
But when he come to the Lord with repentance, and his father restoring his sonship back.
当他回到父家的时候，他的父亲 啊，使这个浪子再次得到儿子的身份。
We were children of God before.
啊，以前我们曾是神的儿女。
But because sin came into the world, we lost our life.
啊，但是因为这个罪进入的世界，因此我们失去了啊这个生命。
Lost our life means lost our sonship.
啊，我们失去的生命就是说我们失去了做儿子的名分。
But Jesus come to this world, redeem us by His blood of.
啊，但是主耶稣到这世上来，借着他的宝血啊，再一次的救赎我们。
And let us have opened the way of this salvation.Let us to be baptized and restore our sonship back.
啊，主耶稣也开了这个得救的门，得救的道路，让我们借着这个洗礼，再次重新恢复做儿子的名分。
Have you noticed that when Jesus when he baptized by the John the Baptist, when he come out of the water, heaven was opened.
啊，我们记得主耶稣他从啊这个约旦河上来啊，这个接受施洗和洗礼之后啊，这天就忽然开了。
Do you remember what the voice come out from the heaven says?
我们还记得当时候这个天上有声音说了些什么话呢？
And the heaven, the voice come out says, "It's beloved sons, my beloved son."
当时候天开了，然后有声音从天上说，这是我的爱子。
Do you think before he baptized, he's not son of God then?
啊，难道主耶稣没有接受这个施洗约翰洗礼之前，他不是神的儿子吗？
From he's born, he's a son of God.
啊，当然主耶稣啊生下来就是神的儿子。
But when he baptized by the John the Baptist, come out of the water, heaven was opened, and the voice come out say, "My beloved son."
啊，但是当主耶稣从约旦河里头啊接受啊这个施洗约翰洗礼啊起来的时候。天上声音说这是我的爱子。
Bible describes if we baptize the name of Jesus Christ, then we are the descendant of the Abraham.
在圣经告诉我们说，当我们受这个洗礼之后啊，我们就成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And then descendant of Abraham, the heir of a kingdom of God.
啊，既然是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，我们就是承受神的啊这个国度的啊的后裔。
That's why when we kneel down, we pray to God.We call God as our Father.
因此我们跪下，我们称天上的父啊为我们的父亲。
We call God as a Father, so God is our Father.
那么所以这个神是我们的父亲。
When Jesus instructed his disciple about the Lord's Prayer, what the Lord's Prayer the beginning sentences?
这个主耶稣告诉门徒这个主祷文的时候，这开始是讲什么
？Our Father.
说我们在天上的父。
You see, if we believe in God, your Father, my Father.
都是我们信主的话这个神就是我们的天上的父。
This is happened when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
这样子的这个身份是当我们这个奉主的名。这个耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪就恢复到做神儿子的身份。
Let's look at one more verse, Galatians chapter 3.
我们再看加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3, verse from 26.
加拉太书第三章二十六节读起。
Chapter 3 from verse 26.
加拉太书的第三章的二十六节，新约264页。
Chapter 3, verse from 26.
三章二十六节。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Here the Paul mentioned that you are all sons of God through the faith in Christ Jesus.
在这里保罗提到说，你们因信基督耶稣，多是神的儿子。
And remember, it includes the sister also.
这当然是包括姐妹在内。
Verse 27, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
二十七节说，你们受洗归入基督的，多是披戴基督了。
Verse 28,
二十八节。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So if we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, then through the baptism we are into become one, we all clothe ourselves with Christ.
二十八节继续讲说若是我们受洗以后，我们在基督耶稣里头都成为一体了不管你是哪一种种族、哪一种地位的人。
It doesn't matter what kind of nationality, what kind of you know our background.
这不管是我们的种族我们的这背景是什么。
But once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, then we into Christ have clothed ourselves with Christ.
只要我们受洗归入基督，我们就是披戴基督的。
Then we are the son of God.
因此我们就成为神的儿女。
And verse 29.
二十九节。
And if you belong to Christ, which means when we baptize and we become we put the clothes on our with Christ, And then we belong to Christ because we are the Son of God.
29节说，我们既然是属乎基督，因为我们受洗归入基督，已经披戴了基督了，那我们就成为这亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Then you are Abraham's offspring.
就成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Heirs according to the promise.
就是这个按着应许可以做承受产业的后裔。
If you look at the Genesis chapter 12, God promised to Abraham.
我们看这个创世纪第十二章是神应许亚伯拉罕。
God promised Abraham is everlasting promises.
神跟应许亚伯拉罕的，它是永远的这个应许。
This promise is a promised land, which is the kingdom of God.
神所应许给亚伯拉罕的就是将来的天国。
I hope that everybody and all the today you come here for seeking the truth. Let us understand the importance of this baptism.
今天我们的所有的慕道朋友你借着这宝贵的时间听这个福音让我们清楚明白这个受洗的这个道理。
Through the baptism, we can wash away our sins.
因为借着这个洗礼使我们的罪能够得到赦免。
And also we restore our sonship back as we become a son of God.
而且我们重新拾回做儿子的名分我们再重新成为神的儿女。
If we are son of God, if we are the heir of eternal kingdom.
若是我们成为神的儿女我们就是要按着应许来承受永生。
No matter what kind of background we have, it doesn't matter.
不管是我们的背景是什么这没有关系。
No matter what kind of sin we commit before, it's okay.
就是过去我们犯的是什么罪这现在已经可以得到赦免。
Because Jesus is gracious, His love, His compassion reach up to us through this way to give us eternal hope.
因为主耶稣基督他是一个慈悲怜悯的救主借着他的洗礼我们可以再次重新跟神恢复关系。
I hope this baptism to be yours.
我希望这个洗礼真实的成为你的洗礼。
So that you can wash away your sins.
因此你的罪可以得到赦免。
And become a children of God.
而且从今以后成为神的儿女。